Welcome to Decom Divas with Jana, and I have two very special guests. Do you guys want to introduce yourself, or should I introduce you?
My name is Emily.
Hi!
I'm a friend. Hello!
And you guys might recognize this voice.
Hello, me again. You up? It's me, Brittany.
Hi.
Yay! Hey, Brittany, what episode were you on?
I was on the motocrossed episode.
Have your opinions changed on that movie since we last reviewed it?
On motocrossed?
Yeah.
If anything, they've probably gotten worse. I'm so sorry, motocrossed.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry, motocrossed. You mean well.
I haven't seen it in a long time either, so you never know.
But what was your opinions on it, like, based on your child self?
Motocross?
Yeah.
It was just a badass girl doing something that was, you know. And I mean, thinking about, like, certain moments where it's like, you're wrestling in the water with another dude. That's a little...
Wait, did you think those parts were hot? That's the most important.
I remember, this is what's interesting too, because I remember loving her being like, you did not just call me a girl.
Uh-huh.
And then they wrestle and it's like, that's ballsy. You know, but...
Oh my God, yes.
But
he says, take your shirt off.
I know, Christ. What? Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Off the top of your head, what do you think the gayest scene in this movie was?
In which one?
In the Lizzie McGuire movie.
In the Lizzie McGuire movie? I would say, I mean, it's a bit of a stretch, but obviously anything that Ethan did to support Gordo.
Telling him how to, like, approach girls.
Yeah. Was it the approach or the
slow curve?
Yeah.
Oh, I have one.
Yeah.
Toward the end, when Gordo is, he's like in the little elevator.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because...
Oh, he's like...
He took the fall for Lizzie.
Yeah,
And Ethan, like, looks at him longingly and he says, love lifts us up where we belong.
Oh!
Just, like, to be fair, that's like an 80s song, but he's just, like, looking at this man just getting raised in this elevator. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is he jealous?
We maybe.
Know.
Who knows? Does he want to be in that elevator, squished up next to him?
No.
Maybe.
Oh,
God.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys know... We're reviewing the Lizzie McGuire movie. Wait, really?
Shit.
Wait, you High School Musical?
Yeah, I have all my notes.
No.
I was honestly thinking, though, like, about, because Lizzie McGuire did so well that it had a, like, not, it's not a Disney Channel original movie. It is a motion picture.
It is. It's
holy
fucking theaters.
Shit.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you not know that?
No, I guess
really?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is a motion picture. It's not a Disney Channel original movie. So what other Disney Channel show has, like, succeeded like that?
Yeah.
High School Musical, loosely,
even though
it's, like, it started as a Disney Channel original movie, and then the third one became a cinematic movie.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie McGuire slaps!
She sure does.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Emily, you have not been on the show before.
Yeah.
So
no.
Speak on
to
that.
Know, what's your... Tell us about Disney Channel, your relationship with it.
As a child, I tried to think hard about, like, was I a Nickelodeon kid or a Disney kid? And I honestly do think I was both, because Nickelodeon had SpongeBob, and that is one of those things that our generation quotes continuously.
Yes. Yeah.
But, like, there was something about good Disney Channel original movies, like something like Motocross, or and then there were other Disney shows that you watched, like Even Stevens, and so... There were certain elements
that,
like...
Wait, who's your favorite Even Stevens character?
Oh, jeez. What's the sister's name? I can't even remember it anymore. Yeah.
You're really not going to say Beans? Wow.
No, I was... But I was...
Wow.
I was that person that's, like,
the
annoying character. It was just annoying. Like, as I rewatched Lizzie McGuire today, I knew that... What's the little brother's name? JT?
Matt?
So the little brother, Matt, was, like, such an annoying little shit. It's like, mind your business. Stop teasing your sister.
Yeah.
So, like, though, like, Shia LaBeouf, like, kind of was that in Even Stevens, and then there was Beans, and you're like, oh, no, fuck that kid.
Love Beans.
Yes.
No, not me. But it's also been a really long time since I've seen Even Stevens.
Yeah.
The one that the only episode that I remember the most of Even Stevens was their musical episode.
Oh yeah.
Six period. She had influenza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then she said...
Influenza the musical.
That's what it was.
So good.
Yes.
So fun. But, geez, how did I get to where I am now? But yeah, I think
Disney
I kind of
channel. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think I had a good balance of both because I also loved iCarly.
Yeah, yeah.
I love iCarly.
Wait, you don't like iCarly?
I never watched it.
Really?
I never watched it.
I kind
of got lost on me.
I watched it because I watched a little bit of Drake and Josh.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I knew.
Wait, were you picking up?
Oh, I love Drake and Josh.
Wait,
yeah.
Real important question: are you a Drake or a Josh?
Now?
At any point in your life,
Josh.
Yeah, same here.
I feel like I probably thought I could be cool like Drake, but I wasn't. Oh, yeah. I was Josh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're all Josh's here.
We are.
Yeah.
But so, like, watching Drake and Josh, and then Miranda Cosgrove played the sibling, and I was like, oh, it's nice to see that a little sister can be a brat, too, because we're always seeing the little brother be a little shit.
Yeah.
And then she got iCarly, and I was like, is she going to be the same character? And she wasn't. She
Not
was great.
All.
Yeah. And then also Jeanette McCurdy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's glad her mom died.
Yeah, and I read that book. Have y'all read it?
Wait, do you know what we're talking about?
I do, because I've seen a lot of TikToks about it. I was just talking to Kylie about that, and she was talking about how great...
podcast guest.
Yes,
Kylie, come to the podcast.
Yes.
She was talking about the book. She thinks she listened to it on audiobook, and she recommended listening to it that way.
Yeah.
Wait, is it her dumb is it her actual voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I read the book in, like, 48 hours.
Oh, my God.
I have a physical copy if you want to borrow it.
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's so good.
Are
but
we starting a book club now?
Yes. Just reading celebrities' trauma. It's great.
Yes. Yes.
Hashtag really.
But so I liked that stuff, but I also like I liked certain Disney Channel original movies as well. Like so it was this, I feel like I had a good balance of both. Yeah.
Would you say you got the best of both worlds? One more for safety. Would you say you got the best of both worlds?
I respect you in getting your audio in.
Make sure I get a clean take.
That being said, I did not watch Hannah Montana.
Me neither. Me neither.
Me neither. I was like, I don't know who she is, so I'm just going to not watch
Wait,
it.
Wait, so what's your relationship with Miley Cyrus? Like, what do you think?
I love.
Guys, what's your question?
I love who she is now.
Oh yeah, what she is now, bitch.
Yeah, it was like it was a little weird, or like she was like Disney goody good and whatever, and then it got a little weird.
Yeah, what do you guys think of Candy James?
Oh yeah,
that song.
Yeah.
My mom loves that song.
Go on.
What?
My mom loves that song. Can't be tamed. Oh, she like thinks it's really catchy.
I'm gonna make sure it gets requested at the wedding.
Yeah. Make sure mom, like.
So your mom can hit the dance floor.
Oh, she's going to be like, oh, this is Miley.
This is Miley.
What do you think of Miley? What's your experience with it? Because you didn't watch Hannah Montana?
I didn't, because all the girls who bullied me loved her in school. So I had a mental protest because all the girls who were mean to me were just obsessed with Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana. And I was like, that's stupid. And I don't like that. So I never got into it. But once she did the whole blurred lines, I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I still cannot believe she did that shit. That's the most...
Wait, what's so...
It's the most rapey, inappropriate, sexual assaulty song. And then
you guys can't listen to that song in good conscience.
No, never. So. When it comes on, I'm physically, like, upset. Like, I'm, like, change the channel.
You just see it, like, the live performance in your head.
Yep, and I'm like, no, not this. Not this. But then she did have a lot of really good songs, and I really like... This last album she came out with has a couple of bangers. Midnight Sky.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Prisoner is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Or even her cover of Madonna.
Yes.
So good.
It's she's really... Like, she's been on quite the journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that
she's
embracing the natural sound of her
voice.
Yeah. Like, that's what is so, like, yes, go for it. Pop off. So.
Finally.
That's me.
What's yours?
I like Miley Cyrus. I think she's really cool. She's a beautiful voice. But I've never been invested in her because... Because
you love another.
Yeah, I love another woman.
That's fair.
I don't know. What do you guys think? That's a broad question, but like...
I mean...
Did you guys have queens? Like, did you guys have a person who like really... Did you have a Hillary?
It was Hillary.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to be in your 30s and be aware that, like, I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton. I'm talking about Hillary Duff.
Yes.
I thought about this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all can relate or not.
Yeah.
But, like, watching Hilary Duff and watching Lizzie McGuire, I felt represented in some way.
Yeah.
And,
like,
it's so weird. And I don't know if it speaks to, like, I don't know if the show is just done well enough to to show like that inner critique or the inner person that is like, I know what I would love to say, but I'm going to be nice and tell you something else instead.
Yeah.
Like, that's one huge thing for me. What about you?
I was actually thinking about that because the opening scene where she's like in her room and like trying on her outfits and like singing through a little microphone, and then she like, oh no, fell in the shower. I was like, this is so corny. And I was like, wait a minute, this is why we all loved her and why we felt so represented by her, because she wasn't like the prettiest, she wasn't the most popular, she was awkward, she had embarrassing moments, she would mess up, and she was like vulnerable, and like that's what made her like so like likable for every girl who doesn't feel like she's, you know, seen or heard or, you know, feels pretty.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's why, I think that's why everybody like loved her so much.
Yeah.
She's just like us.
I just loved her so much because it felt like I, like, oh my God, like the way that she was just handling life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're just trying to be a good person.
Yeah.
And like, maybe that backfires and maybe you look like the fool, but at least you know you were doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I fucking love Hillary Duff.
If you don't like Hillary Duff, you need to, like,
fuck
turn
off.
This off now.
Literally
yeah,
fuck
sorry.
Off. You've never seen a single episode of Lizzie McGuire.
Exactly.
You don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
Oh my God.
Fight them.
Fight
the audience.
Fucking fight me. And I see her on Instagram now, and she's just so thriving.
Honestly, that's like one of the biggest
like
takeaways, because so many celebrities that we saw growing up when we were younger
became
Amanda Bynes and said she wants Drake to murder her or any other slew of crazy shit.
I mean, that's not a wrong thing to say. It's not. I mean,
you wouldn't say that, but like,
you know, but I mean, you could be like, you know, Chris Evans.
Sure,
please,
a better choice.
Murder my like, you can obliterate.
Who do you want to murder your
Shoot, I knew you'd ask me that. who? Bo Burnham.
But like we can say that, like, obviously.
Right.
But like, you know,
sorry, Dad, but also I'm not the one who said it. Continue.
But the trajectory of their lives,
yeah.
Hillary Duff, like, definitely was on a good path.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, or she is on a great path.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, she's thriving. She's amazing.
I know,
she is. She's so gorgeous.
I know. Okay, this is what I kept putting my notes. She's so beautiful now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Always. Like,
yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can you guys, like, looking at her, you're like, this girl was 15 when she did this movie.
Was she?
Yeah.
That's how old she's supposed to be, right?
She's supposed
she was,
to
like,
be 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 13, 14, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not far off.
No. Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
They said she was graduating junior high.
I know.
Which is eighth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
holy
at least,
shit.
Imagine looking
yeah.
like that when you graduated middle school.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Also, can I just say, you're graduating junior high and you're going on a 2-week trip to
a foreign country.
Like Rome?
And also the hotel was
Bro,
not shitty.
The hotel was
not.
Immaculate. And it was two people to a room?
Yeah.
And
in
what world?
Yeah.
What in the
Clearly, world? Clearly, they didn't hide Liz McGuire's family income.
No.
Well,
and also, they could go to Rome because he missed his sister.
Exactly.
What?
They said, spontaneous, let's go see Lizzie. The three of us was get on an international flight. The Caucasity.
Can we talk about why in the world Liz McGuire got bullied for her style at all?
Yeah.
She looks stunning in the film. And that's before and after the, you know, quote, makeover or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, none of those clothes.
Everything was, like, perfect to, like, thousands
wonderful.
Fashion.
Also,
yeah.
that hoe is running around in Rome in wedges, and
Girl.
She doesn't fall unless
on
she's
those
on
cobblestones.
The red
carpet.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. With her tiny little purse. Full of what?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Hey,
didn't even, and the way she threw it was like, she threw it the weirdest way.
Like she could have potentially
just gone like this, but she goes,
yeah.
like she's doing a back bend into the fountain.
Oh my God.
Wait, you've seen it. The Cherry Fountain?
Oh, okay, here's the thing. Okay, so
I thought you were asking if you've seen Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, no!
I didn't watch the movie, so you guys can fill me in. No, I have been to Rome, and I went. Fountain was closed.
Oh no!
It's such bullshit.
For
and,
what?
So sometimes they do this thing, like where they in Europe, where they like have something under renovation. So they have a white poster of whatever the like landmark is, and they say, come back later. So yeah, that's what it was. So I have never gotten to throw my coin in. So I guess I gotta go back.
Hillary Duff, if you want to sponsor this trip.
Yeah, I know you can.
You guys have both been to Rome.
I've not.
Okay, thank God. I thought you were asking, like, you guys have both been. I'm like...
No. I will say, when I was 17, my drama department was able to, like, raise funds to get a few of us to go to London for a week.
How did you pick?
Pick what?
You said a few of us got to go.
It was just, hey, are you interested? Oh. Like, that, and I think there was only, like, seven of us that actually went, and then I said, hey, drama teacher, you like me, can my family come? And she said, sure. Aww. So it was, like, me, my sister, and my parents all in London. Aww. It was great. It was end of December, beginning into January, Aww. So we celebrated New Year's in London that
Aww,
year.
Oh, that's cute.
It was really, really fun.
Emily, we have some questions.
Okay.
Okay, so we need to know a little more about you, so.
Oh, geez.
What's your story?
I'm a Taurus. I love food. I'm very stubborn. No.
Where are you from? I was
born and raised in Bakersfield, California, which is about 4 hours north. It's the armpit of California. Nobody likes it. The air quality is terrible, and I get it. I get it. I left. I get it. I lived there till I was about 24. I moved out to LA briefly for like 10 months, and then I moved to San Diego. And throughout that entire time, pretty much since I was in high school, I've been pursuing theater. I love theater. Right now I work in a professional theater in the box office, which to some people might be like, oh, it's just the box office. No. I have so many incredible opportunities while I am there, and it's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can help my friends come see shows. Whee! Lord knows, like, why wouldn't you want to come see a show for free? So...
For free?
Yeah. For free, bruh. Yeah.
For free.
How did you get involved in theater? Like, when did you start doing that?
I auditioned for a musical when I was in, when I was my freshman year of high school. Oh. It was Bye Bye Birdie. And
I
was just in the ensemble.
Oh my god, did you ever sing Telephone Hour?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god. Wait, you know Bye Bye Birdie?
It's okay if you don't. It's not a great...
No.
It's a very, like... Every high school does Classic, it because yeah. it yeah. is like it has a good chunk
it's,
of people.
It's very fun.
Mm. I remember I had a dress rehearsal one time, and the person that was supposed to open Telephone Hour wasn't yeah. there. And the band director, who knew me because I spun Color Guard, shut the fuck up. Oh, yes, I did.
That checks out.
Wait, so yes. did I give you a big ass flag? You even know what to do with it?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my god.
I still have my rifle at home.
What? How do I not know that?
Why it's hidden away.
Oh my god.
It's the rifle that I spent.
Wait, next time we come to your place, can you do us
that? Absolutely. I absolutely can. I
so
love
excited.
It.
Wait, like, so I connect Kelly, like, this?
The reason my sister did Color Guard because she loved Cadet
Kelly. Oh, I stopped. Oh,
and then she did, and I was like, that looks really fun. And then I did it, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Full Hillary's influence.
Her influence.
Yes. You don't even know.
Yeah. And so my band director, like, looked at me, like, and I was, like, holding my, like, cardboard telephone, and then the song, like, trills up like it's a telephone ringing, yeah. and it cues, and I go, hi, Margie! And it was fun and whatever, but yeah. that was the first show that I did, and
That's
I was,
amazing.
And then choreographer for that musical became the drama teacher, Jennifer Rizalme, you wonderful human being. And she was directing a play for the fall, and I said, hey, I think I'm interested. And she was like, here's some signs, take a look, do whatever you want. And then when the casting notice was posted on the door, the part that I got was higher on the list than the part that I auditioned for. So I thought, like, oh, maybe I'm okay at this. Maybe I'm good at this. So I just stuck with it. And then I moved to LA.
Yeah.
Did, like, one pilot, which I don't know if it's...
what's it called?
It's called Murderous Affairs. I got to play a dead body. It's on my resume. So that was fun. And then I moved to San Diego. And then I've been just doing plays and stuff whenever I can. And now I work in a professional theater, and it's fucking thrilling. That's it.
And you have a fiance that we don't like particularly.
No,
it's your fiance. No idea that I could possibly be.
My fiance is Robert. He did the Lucky. No, he didn't do Lucky Blair.
He did Phantom of the Megaplex.
Phantom of the Megaplex, yes. But yes, Robert is my fiancé.
He's great, yeah.
Another thing about him is he's very nice and kind and thoughtful. And if he tries to say he's an asshole, he's lying.
No. He is absolutely lying.
Fucking at me, Robert. I swear to God.
She says that flashing her ring just very subtly. Oh, who this?
I don't know if you can see it or not.
I love you, Robert.
So, this is the corniest thing ever. Yeah. So, this episode is coming out on Hillary Duff's 35th birthday.
No, it's not.
Yes, that's why I plan all of this.
Yes.
Stop.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm 4 years younger than Hillary Duff.
You are, yeah.
I'm 5 years younger than Hillary Duff.
You're like... I'm 1 year younger.
I'm 1 year younger than you? Be quiet, Jana. Stand at this. No.
She's like, I'm almost around her age.
So, what's your guys' favorite Hillary Duff song?
Ooh. Oh, man. I will say, in the middle of the movie, when Why Not started playing, yeah. I was so incredibly overjoyed.
I was literally, I was thinking Fly, but no, Come Clean was like the first.
Fly!
Come Clean was the first bop of hers that really was like, I had my little Walkman with my little scratch CD.
Yes!
And I thought I was that bitch. I remember, like, vividly walking into middle school, and I had my little Walkman getting off the bus, and I made sure I was holding her album facing out so people would know. I was like trying to like flash it at my crush, like, yeah.
Oh my God. I hope he liked you better for that. Oh my God.
You know, I guess we'll never know. Like, I wanted bitches to know.
Girl.
I wanted them to know who I was
listening
to.
I wanted to be out in the rain.
Yep. Yeah.
Let the rain fall down. Please. Yes. Oh my gosh.
So, I have to figure out when this movie
I know the exact date.
Thank you, Brittany.
Oh, wow.
Because I had to look it up. Because, okay, so it came out on May 2nd. Because at the end of that month, Finding Nemo came out on May 30th.
What? Are you for real?
Yes. They both came out in 2003. Because I had to look it up. Because I was like, I thought that this came out when I was in fifth grade. And I was right. Because I saw Finding Nemo right after, like, my last day of fifth grade. My mom took us to go see it. Yeah. So I just couldn't believe that two iconic movies bookended
Nemo
the month of
Lizzie.
May, I don't know, Nemo and Lindsay.
Yes.
Lindsay. Lizzie.
I'll keep that in.
God damn it.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King also came out in 2003.
Hey, what a great year.
I had to look it up because I was curious.
No way.
Yeah. What a great year, man.
Wow. 2003?
Wait, so it was May what?
So okay. It came out May 2nd.
Okay, what were you guys doing on May 2nd, 2003?
Ready for my birthday.
Yes.
Because my birthday was 4 days later.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even remember if I saw it in theaters. Because I just can't
this
remember.
This movie or Nemo or...
Liz McGuire. I saw Finding Nemo on a first date.
What?
Wait, what? Wait,
you went on dates?
What?
You were 12.
Yeah.
Or what?
It was,
what was
he
his
was
name?
My six, his name is Sean. S-E-A-N.
Oh, nice.
Shout out.
Well, we went, we saw the movie, and his mom went with us.
Wait, Nemo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
Is she sitting, like, seven rows back?
No.
She's sitting next to you?
In
between you?
I don't, no, not in between us.
Damn. So you went on a date with a mother and son?
Yeah. Because, like, I don't know, I guess she's worried. Don't know. Whatever, but I was 12. When Lizzie McGuire came out, and all I wanted to do. Also, can we also talk about how even though Lizzie McGuire was at least 15 when they were filming it, how much older they looked in the sense of, like, when you were 12, everybody going into high school or in high school looks so significantly older.
Oh, yeah.
It makes, like, watching back, I was like, she still looks too old to be, like, a 14-year-old. And, like, but...
I thought she was so much older than this. Like, I feel like even watching the show, I thought she was, like, 18. Like, I thought she was, like, so cool and older. I didn't realize she was actually, like, true to her age this whole time. I just thought she was older.
Yeah.
That's just wild.
It's kind of unfair.
It is unfair. She's fucking beautiful.
Got clear skin.
Yeah. The best outfits, literally. Like, why did Lizzie McGuire get teased?
I know. It makes no sense.
Why?
Yeah.
You know, Kate, she had a busted ass grill. Watching this, I was like, man, did she always, I feel so bad, but I was like, how could she be the mean girl and she's out here talking shit with her busted grill?
She kind of dressed like Hillary Clinton as a
15-year-old. Yeah, she wore very, like, not even, like, power suit, that's not the right word, but yeah, she wore, like, a blazer and, like, a pencil skirt.
Yeah.
And, like, gloves, like, she had gloves
she
on in one of the,
gloves.
I was like, girl, where are you going?
But
fuck?
When you're in Rome, you want to feel fancy as fuck.
Yes,
I guess that's true, but
yeah,
she always, I mean, she's, like, a rich girl, that was her whole shtick.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. When she was talking about how she doesn't eat carbs, I was like, oh yeah, this was the era where that was, like, cool and popular.
But at the
and
end, she eats carbs.
Yeah. To show she's not like the other girls.
Yeah. And sorry, for revealing the biggest twist of this story is that Kate eats carbs.
Kate eats carbs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, too, is, like, as an adult, you interpret things a little bit differently,
yeah,
especially
absolutely.
With the growth of the society that we have had in terms of, like, diet culture and everything. That being said, it felt like watching it that Kate was like, I am so sick of not eating carbs, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
So at least it felt that way to me.
Yeah. Okay, so, this movie starts off with a really dumb sequence about Matt trying to... There's a weird storyline about him, like, spying on his sister and he thinks he's gonna make a lot of money about... Yeah, what do you guys think of that?
Get a
Why was he trying to film his sister when she was in her room changing?
Yeah. That's exactly what Robert said.
It was so weird and creepy, and I was like, I don't remember this coming across as creepy as it did, because it seemed so weird that he was like, hey, I'm gonna film her. I'm like, that's your sister!
Yeah, because Lord knows I have actually sung in the mirror with my hairbrush.
Oh, for sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
For sure.
You guys both?
Yes, of course.
Hi!
Sky.
Wait, Christian, do you have any opinions about this horror movie?
Are you recording?
Yeah.
About what?
Let's prepare a movie.
I haven't seen it.
Wait, what did you think about the ending?
I love the bad singing.
Oh, okay, Paolo's bad singing?
Oh.
Period.
Yeah, okay. That made the movie for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go to bathroom.
Keep that in.
I will. Okay, so the Tide Is High song, the whole scene with the change in the outfits, the singing and the hairbrush, they show the credits of all people in the movie. What did you think? I think it's iconic, but I'll let you speak.
Well, I love the animation getting involved with it. I think that's great.
Yeah, that was super cute. That was cute.
Again, everything that she wore in that sequence didn't look bad. I didn't mind the hat. Also, that hat style was
Wait,
god.
What's the name of that hat?
I don't know.
So if you don't know, so it's puffy. You could get this at Target in 2003. And it has a little button on top.
A Baker Boy cap?
Wait, is it called
I mean,
Baker
that sounds
Boy?
About right.
Like this, right?
Yeah.
Kinda,
A Baker Boy hat.
A Baker Boy?
It
what a terrible name.
Do you guys have one?
A Greek fisherman cap.
I think I tried to at one point.
Greek fisherman hat.
The one outfit she has on right before she falls into the shower.
Yes.
With the socks and those
hoping,
wedges.
Because, okay, the matching socks
with
and
the
top.
Oh my god, that was so cute. And those wedges she had on were, like, with the, like, cutout things in them.
Yeah.
Those were so cool.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
I would wear that outfit.
They'd be in right now, too.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the shit that was on there.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Is in again.
Yes. So, yeah. Fun sequence at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to Rome. Oh, I you know what?
We cannot skip the most iconic line in the
whole
movie.
Is it Kate?
Lizzie McGuire, you are an Alabama
repeater! Oh my god.
The amount of times I still say that.
I love it.
Always, to this day.
I was hoping one of you
guys would. Oh, are you kidding me? I was waiting with bated breath for that line because I hadn't heard it in decades, apparently. Jesus Christ.
Where are we? Okay, so in the movie where they're going to Rome with, so they're going to Rome and the trip is hosted by their future principal, Miss Undermeyer. Thoughts?
Lois Griffin.
I
could think of.
I remember being terrified of her as a kid. Or not being terrified, but just being like, yes ma'am, yes ma'am, yes ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, I want to be here.
Yeah, yes.
I just remember her line deliveries being like so just.
Yeah.
Remember the gelato has twice the sugar.
Yes. So like, two scoops. It's very
One of my favorite parts that I forgot about was when she's like when they're at the hotel and she says to the the guy that runs the hotel. She's like, would you please give us the rundown of safety procedures? She's like, on Friday we have the cookies. She's like, you heard the man. So stupid. I'm such a fan of stupid humor like that.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
I feel like watching it back, I think a lot of that was lost on me. Any of the adult, not to say adult humor, the adults making the jokes.
Oh, yeah.
None of that shit landed as
Same
a kid.
Here, yeah.
And
no,
also, everyone looked like they were 1,000 years old when you were a kid. Like,
yeah.
You know, any adult in the movie, you're like, wow, they're old. And now I'm like, oh, no, I'm closer to their age. And they don't, also, like, I guess this is moving away from that subject, but... Her parents. Can we talk about her parents really fast?
Oh my God. Wait, what do you have to say?
I just always thought they were like the coolest, hippest parents. And now I'm like, these parents were liberals. They were just cool ass liberal parents.
Yes.
Like,
I love them.
They just seemed so cool compared to my parents. You know?
Is
your dad listening to this?
Dad, if you're listening to this, I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed that you even know what a podcast is and how to find one.
So
then she gets to Rome.
Yeah, we're an hour in and we're getting to Rome.
Before we get to Rome, we gotta talk about the airlines.
Oh, wait, I can't believe we... I don't even think we said the name Gordo.
No.
Gordo is... I've said this a million times in my podcast. This character really shaped my taste in men.
Oh.
I love Gordo. I love him so much. I love listening to Gordo together. I think they're the cutest couple ever. I love the scene where she, like, leans her head on his shoulder and then he's like... Okay.
Yep.
So cute. What are your thoughts?
I remember that scene vividly. Like, that was another scene besides the Alec repeater that stuck out in my brain from watching it. Because I just remember being like, not only was, like, you know, my child self, like, celebrating, like, oh my God, it's so cute. But also, like, I want to fall asleep on a guy's shoulder on an international flight after I graduate middle school.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool would that be? You know, adventure, we're going together.
It just perfectly set up this, like, everything about the movie, including, like, the small stuff like that, was, like, these are the things that I want in life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And even if it's just adventure or travel or festival rides, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, even
romance.
That. It was just, like...
A foreign man.
Yeah. Wow. Even that, despite its consequences.
Oh!
Like, it's just, like, God, that's great.
Yeah.
It just looks like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
This requires for the adventure girl.
Honestly. At that point, I hadn't even, like, kissed a boy.
Yeah.
And I was, like, fantasizing about this cool, grown-up, mature adventure in another country with my friends and, like, doing things. I think, like, she has so much independence in this movie, and that's why it was so appealing, like, as an 11-year-old. Like, I could barely ride my bike down the block, you know? And, like, she's out here, like, international traveler.
Yeah.
Don't mind if I do.
Yes. Okay, so this is a little in the weeds a bit. He started liking her at the end of the second season.
Yeah.
Like, we were kind of talking, the murder mystery party and the, like, episode where they do the, like, yearbook pictures and all this shit. So, like, is she at, like, supposedly Lizzie forgot about all this at the point of this movie? Like, she has an idea that he's into her.
She sure doesn't act like it. She's pretty clueless the whole time.
Yeah. And also, it's weird because he was like, yeah, you should go for it. You should hang out with this Italian pop star. But then he starts getting really jealous. So, like, what's up with that?
I don't know. Why does she kiss him on the cheek in the yearbook photo?
Yeah.
Because I remember that.
Vaguely, I remember the murder mystery episode.
Yeah.
I remember there being, like, a building tension.
Yeah.
And it definitely did seem weird, like,
that
nothing was addressed.
Because I remember there was a part where, like, in that murder mystery episode, like, Kate gives her one of those, like, yelly speeches that she tends to do where she's like, he likes you.
Yeah, they, like, try to stay in character and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, wake up, Lizzie! For fuck's sake, Gordo likes you!
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a great show.
I always see when TV series have, like, a movie, it usually seems like the movie can be in, like, a suspended reality, like, where it's, like, some plot lines aren't continued in the movie, so it can kind of stand alone. And I think that's kind of what they were doing.
So why was Miranda meant to
be? And period. Bye, Miranda.
Miranda's lucky.
Miranda's
lucky she even got mentioned at all.
She is. Well, they had to explain it to other fans. Why isn't Miranda here?
Okay, Trevi found she makes a wish. She meets this Italian pop star, and then she, like, sneaks away with him.
Mm-hmm.
And gets away with it for a while, and now she's living this luxury life. But yeah, what did you think? Snap judgments of Paolo.
Paolo?
Paolo.
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 I mean, he was cute, and it was an accent. Like, the movie just did a good, the movie knew who was going to be watching the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even if you're a, you know, almost 30-year-old male watching the movie, you are like, I don't trust this fucker.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, the fucking places that he takes her to are beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is completely over your head when you're 12.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And younger.
Yes. I was 8 when I saw this. And this is what I thought was like peak romance.
Damn it.
What did you think?
Yeah, as a kid, I'm sure I had the same feelings. Just a handsome guy with an accent. And like that whole, you know, that whole fantasy when you go to a concert, like he's going to look out in the crowd and see me and think I'm special. It was like very that. Just like he just saw her in a crowd and was like, you. You look, yes, you look at you looking like my beautiful lady, ex-girlfriend, but
partner.
He loves her like a sister. I'm like, why do you keep saying sister?
That was so weird.
Why do you keep saying sister? This is weird, bro.
Suppose,
I'm like, there's got to be another way to say it. Maybe just platonic.
Isabella and Paolo were together when they were in the group, and then they broke up.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that he was like, so he wants her to come and perform as Isabella at this like award show, and was like, she's never gonna find out. That was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, even for 2003. No.
No, yeah, for 2003 tabloids,
yeah.
I actually actively thought about, like, thank God this was made then.
Yeah.
Because if it was made now, phones would be flying.
Oh, yeah, the second.
Twitter
notification,
everything.
Yeah.
Everything would be flying off the wall, and she would have been
the
there.
The whole story would have fallen apart. There would be no story.
Absolutely.
There'd be no why not.
No.
Be more like, bitch, why?
Yeah.
The part where they're like, he takes her that weird secluded area when they're in the car together.
Oh,
her
like,
Paolo, when they go in the, you said to say it like
are
that.
Are you talking about the waterfall?
Yeah.
When
they're in there and she asks about like, you know, what really happened? Like, please just tell me, like, let's talk about it. And that's basically when he like told the secret that really Isabella is really lip syncing and she can't really sing.
Yeah.
And when he said,
oh my God.
I don't know where the music comes from. La, 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 la.
Oh, yeah.
See? And he's like, see? Like, he really did something.
You're so
full. He literally
shit.
Just went, he went, la, 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 la. Like, that should have been red flag right there.
It should have
that
been.
That flat, nothing. And he's like, I got the music into me. Next time I go to an audition, I'm just going to go, la, 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 la.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please email me.
I've got the music.
I would really appreciate an email.
Yep.
Always.
An email, please, dear God.
Hey, if you ever, like, if I audition for a show for you and you don't like me, please just, like, email me and say you don't like me.
Yeah.
That's just, like, that's like a general
I appreciate that you took
it.
The time to audition, but at this point, we are not interested to anybody else.
Thank people for their time.
The wrong name, just, like,
thank people for their time.
Give
yeah,
me a copy paste email is even fine, too.
Yeah, I don't care. Just tell me.
So, wait. So now, Paolo takes me to secret locations. We learn that she's supposed to sing.
Thank you, Herbie.
They go in the rehearsal space.
They sing the ballad version of What Dreams Are Made Of.
Wait, unless Brittany has something.
Wait, no, we missed a couple parts.
Yeah,
okay.
So after the Paolo music is inside me, la 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 scene, then the fashion show is next.
I have to ask. Okay, so opinion.
Have to ask
show.
What?
So,
the fact that they did a cover of a RuPaul song
for
that scene.
I knew I wouldn't even
I was shook. I was shook.
Okay.
Couldn't believe.
Okay.
Couldn't believe.
But yeah.
Yes.
Well, why wouldn't they just have RuPaul sing it? Whatever girl who was covering it was terrible. Just have
Wait,
RuPaul sing it.
Taylor
I don't care,
Dane?
But she's not RuPaul.
Wait, do you guys know the song? It's like an indie song where it's like, tell it to my heart.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, that's her?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that makes me feel slightly better.
Yeah.
Still,
versus some, like, newbie bitch doing it.
Yeah. But, okay, so, yeah, you didn't like the song. You
well,
to
I love
RuPaul.
The song. I just want it to be RuPaul.
Yeah.
Should be RuPaul. Okay, outfits. So, which one was your favorite?
I loved the black outfit with the black lipstick.
That's my favorite too.
It's one of my favorites.
Yes.
I love that one. I thought the igloo outfit wasn't bad, but her nude makeup, like, scared me, made her look ill.
I don't like a frosty lip ever.
No. The light look didn't bother me.
So it's like a black turtleneck, like, floor-length dress, but she's wearing, like,
with elbow-length gloves.
Yes. And she's wearing a shawl made of, like, LED light strips.
Yeah.
Hat.
I mean, creative, but, like,
didn't stand up, also. Like, stand up to the times, you know? Yeah. Like, some bitch could make that and wear it to Burning Man or a music festival or something.
Absolutely.
With a hot glue gun.
Fucking D23 or some shit like that. I think it could have worked if she had a different look.
Why is no one talking about the Marie Antoinette dress?
I love the Marie
Antoinette
dress.
I thought it was so cool.
She has, like, a cabbage on her head.
Yeah.
And, like... I
did hate these things.
It was giving me Kirsten Dunst, like, in Marie Antoinette. That's what it was making me think
it
of.
It looked good. I wish that the things above her eyebrows that she pulls, like, if those were not there, it would be miraculous.
Yes. Okay, so, fashion show we got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moment where Gordo pretends like he was the one sneaking out. What did you guys think?
Oh my god. So brave.
Yeah.
Big Sims.
Wait, so, like, I guess we talked about it, but also, like, when he started to get jealous, like, that scene where, like, Paolo and Lizzie, were, like, at the fireworks, and they're watching it, and then she's like, this is so beautiful, and he's like,
oh my god,
you are, and then it shows,
and then it shows him,
the balcony, and
how do you feel in your heart?
Mm-hmm. Just ouch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he's not even aware that she is seeing the same thing. Neither of them are aware they're seeing the same thing, but they're two in very different situations. Yeah. And, like, he wants Lizzie to be, like, it's very, like, ugh, how much he loves her, or how much he, you know, cares about her. Mm-hmm. Like, he wants her to be happy, but it's at the cost of his own, mm-hmm. like potential love or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's sad.
Yeah, that was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
That was an unnecessary damn poor Gordo. Here he is all by himself on the balcony. And he even, like, walks away from the fireworks, like, looking all kind of dejected and sad.
Yeah.
Almost like he knew what was going on, but, like, he didn't, but he did.
He just knows that she's out there, quote-unquote, having the time of her life. With Paolo! Yeah, and he just wants to have a nice time with his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he feels like he's not being... Like, she's choosing the better option, quote-unquote, to him. Ugh.
So, the whole... Okay, should we get to the performance part? Like, so now... Yeah.
Unless you have more stuff.
Did you find it weird that Kate was so automatically on board to cover for Lizzie?
Yeah.
It took almost little to no convincing for her to be like, I'll do it. But just because once we get back, you have to be yourself again. I'm like, or you could just rat her out and be done with this right now. Like, why are you here to, like... play the game.
I think because she wanted it so badly that the fact that... Someone and I think it also had to tie in the fact that Kate was there in the murder mystery episode. So it, like, ties into that.
She, like, had this secret desire to, like...
live vicariously?
Or it's just, like, she wanted to see them together. Like, Gordo and Lizzie, in a sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, like, in terms of, like, the chance of a lifetime Rome storyline, it's, like... If you really, like, I don't know, if you just care about, like, somebody having a good time, it's like, oh, yeah, no, I don't know, sick, throwing up all night, like if you can help them, fuck yeah.
So I guess we're kind of at the, like, final performance, where she is pretending to be Isabella.
Yeah.
Mm. But Isabella shows up, and it's like...
Isabella's green outfit.
Yeah, what'd you think? Yeah.
So gorgeous. Yeah. A beautiful shade of green.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she shows up. Oh, I will say, too, one of my favorite lines is when she throws it back at Hilary Duff, or at Lizzie McGuire, when he says things like, you shine with the light from the sun.
Oh, my God.
She's like, oh, not my Paolo.
But she said that to you, too.
Yeah. So it's the performance.
Yeah.
Wait, one more thing.
Yes.
The red carpet distressed jeans.
Well, I fucking love that outfit. Shit. The like, lace top and the distressed jeans.
It was so early thousands. Yeah. Like, only then could you go on a red carpet with the square-toed like yeah. open-toed strappy sandals and yeah. distressed jeans, yeah. and you're like, red carpet ready, baby.
And that's when she eats shit.
And that's when she eats shit. And
walking
that's...
around Rome in wedges and heels.
Yeah.
And that's when the little shit. Animated Lizzie says, Prince William, tell him he'll have to hold. And I was like, not Prince William!
Oh, God.
Whoops.
Again,
the time you've been. Period.
So, Gorda shows up, says this guy's full of shit, she doesn't believe him, but she kind of does, and then she goes on stage, and then they make him perform and he looks like an ass. What do you guys think of that?
Oh, God. When I mean, iconic line. Sing to me, Paolo! Oh, God. So fucking good. Sing to me, Paolo.
So good.
And he...
So
it's funny because I feel like I feel like he actually can sing,
probably,
but
yeah.
he like just sounded bad.
Yeah,
and they had to really.
This is what dreams are like. So good.
Also, during that song, the vocal tracks like it sounded really off. Like it didn't sound like Hilary Duff the whole way through.
That's definitely not Hilary.
Okay,
Duff.
I was
as
like
Isabella. That's not Hilary
well,
Duff.
Okay, but even when it was just her on stage singing, I was like, this still doesn't sound like Hilary.
It's a little. Yeah. Popified.
Yeah. Yeah, a little. It sounded like a straight up
like,
other girl.
Yeah.
yeah. I was like, man, this is so glaringly obvious. As a kid, you're just like, yes, sing, Lizzie, go off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, you just don't even notice those things. It's just wild to me.
Mm-hmm.
Children are dumb.
It's just, you just accept it. You just yeah. choose to accept it because it's like, yes. Because
what else could it be? They
exactly.
lie to me?
Exactly.
They lie to me in a Lizzie McGuire movie?
Lizzie yeah. McGuire lie to me? Lizzie McGuire? Hilary Duff lie to me?
Also, wait, I don't get, like, why, I since I was a child, Isabella goes on stage for the singing, and then she just decides to leave and make her
yeah.
sing by herself. What the fuck? Is she just like, this girl deserves her moment? Like, what's that all about?
You know what she said? Production doesn't have the budget for all of this CGI or whatever they were using back then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go ahead and leave.
yeah, they gotta figure out. And it looked like she was just like, ah, I can't perform. Like, oh no,
I have shit to do.
I cannot lip sync. I mean, I can't sing. She sings, but like, it definitely should have been like a coaching moment of like,
yeah,
you have this in you and go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
she just seemed like, I have a hair appointment.
Yeah,
thirsty wig.
Yeah. But yes, watching all of This yeah. Is What Dreams Are Made Of pop rendition, I actually cried.
Aww,
I actually did because it was just like, I love Liz McGuire. Like, she gets her moment. She claims back like everything that happens. Also, like, y'all, the fact that Disney Channel never like, not sexualized, but they never dressed Lizzie McGuire provocative.
No, yeah.
And the fact that we get a little peekaboo of her tummy.
Which yeah. looked so fucking cute.
It looked yeah. so
with
great.
A little bedazzling around the belly button.
Oh, yeah.
It was
yeah.
so cute. And like the fact that that was out, but her neckline was all the way like basically up to her chin. Like
yeah.
it wasn't like she had like tits and ass out. Like
yeah.
No, yeah. And it made a person like me like feel so much better about like the way that I look and that I don't need to pretend to look in any sort of way. Because, like, stars like Britney Spears, like, we grew up with Britney Spears, and she was out there in a fucking some style bra, and I hate myself.
Because you're like, I'll never look like
I'm
that.
I'm never like, looking I, like yeah. that. And mm-hmm. then you get Lindsay Lohan doing nearly the same route of stuff, and, like, it was just like, you don't have to do this to just, you know, have power or whatever.
Yeah.
Like...
To have your dreams become reality.
Exactly. Having said, she looked really good though.
It was so cute. And then when they had they have the pants reveal.
The skirt.
Yes.
Girl, I literally screamed. I forgot how good that was when she had it.
God. It was so good. And then like the fucking view of like the Colosseum.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
And like her whole family, all her friends, everybody was watching her have her moment.
Yeah, that's my
so
favorite
cute.
Shot when they're all just right there.
She's her mom.
Oh my God.
So she does the thing and then like she becomes kind of famous in Italy for a moment and then they kiss. It's very cute.
It's cute
yeah.
and simple.
And he says
thanks.
And she just says, you're welcome.
Also, it's very quick. It's just like,
yeah, nice little peck.
It's not passionate or anything like that. It's just very quick. It almost seems like a mistake. It's, yeah.
It seemed also very, like, appreciative.
Yeah.
Of just, like, you did so much, you risked so much, and I will kiss you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, it could have been a learning moment for Gordo. And he's like, I do just like Hillary as my friend. Hillary. Lizzie. Lizzie.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is. Lizzie.
Well, yeah, do you kind of like that there was no... We don't know what happens after that, in theory.
I did.
Yeah.
As a kid, I really did. It was just, like, that was all, like, he had wanted, and, like,
yeah.
she just realized how amazing he was to her, for
yeah.
her, and all that. And
yeah.
Well, should we wrap things? Do we need to, like, wrap it up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, we talked about fashion throughout. Very good. Pretty cute.
Fashion, cool. Very good.
Oh, which, what do you think of Pablo's hair?
Oh, terrible.
Terrible. I really wanted your guys' opinion on it. Bad hair?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of Pablo overall? Yes, he's a bad guy, but, like, would you have fallen in love with him?
At 12. 12, yes.
At 15?
15?
Yeah. And listen to what I say.
I mean, as someone who never had any attention from anyone, I would have fallen for, like, anyone who, like, told me that I was pretty or, like, acknowledged me. So I would have, I would have fallen hook, line, and sinker with his weird, like, mom haircut.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
He looks like the freshest mom at, like, soccer pickup.
It looks like, he looks like Fez's actually attractive brother.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
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 Hey, guys.
100%.
This is my brother. He's coming to visit. Ciao. And it's like, what? But yes, he's more attractive. Without that haircut.
Yes.
And some stubble.
Yes. He's a handsome man.
Love a good stubble.
Any closing thoughts about this movie?
Hilary Duff is Miss Queen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of our generation.
Yeah, she was our, like, awkward girl, overlooked girl icon. I think Lizzie is just, like, effortlessly herself and different, and that's different in the sake of, like, she makes mistakes and she's honest and she's, you know,
kind.
Yeah.
She doesn't want people getting hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
And she wants to be popular, but she's not willing to be mean for it or hurt people.
Yeah.
So I think she's like genuinely not like the other girls because she is herself. She's Lizzie. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's literally why I like Lizzie McGuire.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I'm not this girl, and I'm not that girl.
No,
but
like,
that's
I'm that
I
girl.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, the whole, like, representation matters thing, right? Because,
yeah,
like, we all saw her, and we're like, wow, out of all these other girls we see on these other, like, Disney Channel shows or Nickelodeon shows, like, she seemed just very genuine in herself, and despite
that's
all
even
of her flaws.
Why Hannah Montana got made?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
There would be no Hannah Montana, yeah. Well, I guess that was kind of it. Yay! Anything you guys want to close on? Any, positive messages you want to send out to the world?
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try not giving a fuck what people think about you.
Yeah.
Because all anybody is thinking about is themselves.
Yes.
And that's not meant to be, like, a bad thing, because, like, everybody has shit going on. Everybody's focused on their own lives. Just live your life and be happy. Do what you love.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started.
I don't want to sound cheesy, but if I wasn't doing that, I wouldn't have ever met you guys.
Aww. I mean, same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish that was something that I had learned when I was a kid. Just listen, you, like, do what makes you happy, and, like, nobody cares. And if somebody cares, they need to mind their business.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, why? Why do they care? Why do you care? Doesn't matter.
A wise, wise queen said, if they ain't paying your bills, pay them bitches no mind. And that was RuPaul Charles herself giving us these words of wisdom.
It's
very true, you know? I was so painfully aware of, like, everything that I did, wore, said, went, everything as a kid. And it's like, man, none of it fucking matters.
No.
None of it matters. And even if you do get bullied because you don't have the right Skechers, like, Jesus Christ, who cares?
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about you.
Yes.
Period.
Do you guys want to promote your socials? If you want.
I want to promote being social. Yeah. Get out there. Yeah. Make some friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do the things that you like to do.
Honestly.
Near other people. With them. Or without. I don't
care. Save money. Also, yeah. though. And don't. Be safe. Don't drink and drive.
Don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Adopt, don't shop.
Oh, absolutely. Now we're talking about puppies? Okay, let's go.
Let's throw out literally everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Support local theater.
Yes.
Save the ocean.
Yeah. Recycle.
Recycle.
Reduce, reuse, recycle Rihanna. Stay hydrated.
Oh, yes.
If you feel hungry, eat. Don't deny yourself. Don't deny yourself carbs. If you want that spaghetti, eat that spaghetti.
Spaghetti!
Eat that spaghetti.
If you've learned anything, eat that spaghetti.
Yes.
That spaghetti.
And wait, what should you do if you meet an Italian boy at the Trevi Fountain?
Don't believe him. A word
don't
he says.
Trust that.
Even if he says you shine like the light from the sun.
If he says you shine with the light from the sun.
Even if he says the music comes from within him. La 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 la. Don't believe him.
Or you can go for it, but then, like, still be on your guard and just take advantage of all the opportunities that he gives you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, period. One side thing before we wrap up. You remember doing the little...
What?
Them, like, doing the little dance montage?
Yeah.
It's like a saxophone playing in the background.
Oh, so cheesy.
And they're not even doing anything. They're, like, showing this, like intense dance, and they're doing the least. They're doing the least. They're not doing the most. They're doing the absolute least.
It is so painfully
easy. What do you guys think of the backup dancers during the, like, big performance?
Hey, they gave it their
they
all.
Did it.
Yeah, they
with their with interesting their outfits. Yeah.
It was very, like, NSYNC Digital Get Down. For, like, that's the style of it. Yeah. Short sleeves on the guys.
Oh my god, those little short sleeves too.
I remember that move. Fell in love with that.
Yeah. Lots of shimmying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. And then they took off the skirt.
Leaning.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey now.
I feel like back then the choreography wasn't dancing, it was about stage direction.
Yeah.
Which to be fair, in a lot of like musical theater productions, you're not really dancing, you're doing a lot of stage direction.
Yeah.
It just And now we step, 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 look, lean, and shimmy, clap, and it's like...
Play to this side of the house, and now we're going to come over here and do the exact same thing.
Brilliant.
Nail it.
Yeah, that was Lizzie McGuire movie. What? Give it a score out of 10. What do you think?
10.
10. Brittany, you can be honest.
You can give it a 7.
I feel like there's going to become a trend if I continue to come on this podcast where I'm just really mean.
Okay, you want another episode where you're going to give it a 10.
Okay, the rose-colored glasses child Brittany gives it like an 11 out of 10.
Yeah.
But watching it as an adult, I gotta knock it for a couple points at
least.
That's fair.
I give it like a solid 8
That's
out
good.
Of 10,
okay.
Which
That's
I think is very, very good.
Mm-hmm. The adult humor.
Nostalgia. Yeah. It has some really fun moments, and the adventure is very fun and just... But I gotta knock it for some la 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 la
la la la la la.
Well, on that note,
yeah.
Thanks for listening, and join us next time when we watch
a Disney Channel movie.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Ciao, Bella. La 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 la.
God damn it.